I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I am really enjoying this new phase of life that I am in right now. I really am. I am learning so many new things that I've been dabbling in. I had parents that really didn't teach me crap now that I think about it. Nothing. Zero. Nada. And I feel like I'm starting from scratch. I'm in a new house now, new relationship now, and I feel kind of reborn in a bunch of different areas. I started dabbling in cooking, and when I do it, I suck at it, but I like it. My plants aren't dying.
Wow, that's huge. Wow.
Started taking care of plants. I got them around the house, and I'm watering them. I'm talking to them, and they're thriving. And now that I have started renovations on my new home, you know what? How hard can this handyman thing be? Kristen knows where I'm going with this, because I asked her husband for help last night.
FaceTime, nonetheless.
It really is a totally different world. Like, now that I'm doing some landscaping in my yard, when I'm driving around, I'm looking at, like, shrubs and what would look good in my house. I've never once looked at anything like that and thought, how would this, like, and found it attractive.
You're taking, like, a new sense of pride and ownership into your home.
Right, because this really is. I mean, the women in my life that have designed homes did it because I wasn't interested in it. And I was earning a living and I was working. So they were taking care of everything. So the homes that I lived in, while nice, didn't feel like me. And this is the very first time that I've got my hands dirty in it, you know? I'm going over with the interior designer what I like and the landscaper that came over. I'm telling them what I want and all that. So as I'm on Pinterest, yes, I am the only straight man in America on Pinterest, and enjoy it a lot, actually. I have been noticing that different things that I think might really look good in the house, but rather than call a repairman to go in and do it, I'll give these things a try myself.
Can you talk about an upcharge?
Yeah, right.
There's an upcharge there.
And I don't know how hard these things are to do or how easy, because frankly, my dad and my mom never taught me one thing around the house. I never saw my dad use a screwdriver or a hammer, nothing.
Wow. And contractors and handymen, they can sniff out imbeciles.
That's me.
Like car mechanics?
They know people who know nothing, and they're like,
got him. I'm guessing for my handyman, the contact name he has in his phone for me is imbecile. So I saw on Pinterest the other day these outlets that light up. Right?
Outlet covers
that light up. I don't even know the right terms for it, so help me out here. You probably do. I don't, right? These outlet covers that light up. And I'm trying to do something a little bit more modern with my house, so I thought, okay, these might be really cool. And the way Pinterest makes it look is you order these things, you just unscrew your outlet cover, and then you screw these things right in. How hard can that be? I ordered them. They come yesterday, and it was like Christmas morning. I couldn't wait. My time spent yesterday was thinking about putting these things in and then putting them in. That's the only thing that was on my radar yesterday. So in falling back on my history with my dad, I'm like, you know what? I am not going to do this just by myself. I'm going to get my son to help me with this. Damn it. if I have to use a screwdriver, he's going to learn how to use a screwdriver. So my 16-year-old son is downstairs. I'm like, Hollis, I got a job for us. Come on up. And he comes on up. And I said, we're going to take all these outlet faces off. And we're going to put these new ones on. The house is going to be lit beautifully. So as I'm unscrewing the first one, he picks up the directions and says, turn off all electricity on floor before you put these plates on.
Yes, you heard right. The 16-year-old son was the one who decided to pick up the instruction manual in like booklet and decided to read it.
He just wanted to get out of doing the job.
You're just sitting there with your fork poking into the electricity.
I was doing it.
I wonder what this will do. Yes. I want to feel something. Yeah.
That is pretty much how it was going down. Like, I'm unscrewing the thing and I'm ready for it. And he's like, Dad, it says that we got to go to the breaker, blah, 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 and we got to turn things off. And I'm like, oh, man. So I go down to the breaker. First I had to text somebody to ask where it was.
Yep.
I'm like, did you know where the breaker was?
I did not.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I did not. I'm lame. So they tell me, and I go in there, and I'm looking at all the descriptions for what the breakers turn on, the circuits are on and off and stuff. And there's nothing that says outlets. There's nothing that says what room they're in or anything. So I basically am turning the whole house off.
Yeah, you're not there. Nothing's labeled.
And I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I have Hollis up there now with a lamp in the outlet. And I say to him, just yell at me when it goes off so I know I got the right circuit, right? This is going on for 15 minutes, man. And finally, I'm just like, I am getting these things in. Screw this. So I call Bart, Kristen's husband, who is a contractor. And I'm like, Bart, am I going to die if I unscrew these and I try to put these new ones in? And the look of disgust.
He did not. It was momentary.
He had to change his face. He had to remember. That was just his natural reaction. Yes. Uh-huh.
He doesn't. He's not a man that likes to do FaceTime. And sometimes he forgets you can actually see his face. Oh, I've been on the receiving end of that before.
I think I had to describe it over and over and over again to him because he couldn't process that it was such a basic thing I was asking him that I really thought I was going to die from. I'm like, am I going to be shot across the room like you see in a movie?
He told me you asked that.
Am I going to die? Is my hair going to go straight up like Einstein? Yeah. I've seen that in movies too. And he's like, dude, just take the thing off. They do that for the lowest common denominator. And I'm like, I am the lowest common denominator, man. So I finally unscrewed it, really not knowing. Like, I felt like I was playing a game of Operation. Like, if I hit something incorrectly, it was going to go, I was going to die. So I screw it in. It took 10 seconds.
Yep.
10 seconds. Light comes on. It's the most glorious thing I have ever seen in my life. And I text Bart, and I'm like, dude. So he actually told me, he's like, you need to text me just to make sure that you're not dead.
That's such a dad move.
Yes.
So I text him, and I say, look, I made it. And then he texts back, damn it. My plan was to have you killed so Kristen could take over the show. End of story.
Yay!
You did it!
I unscrewed something. I did it.
You changed an outlet cover.
I did it. All by myself. Such a big boy.
Oh.
It's the Bird Show.
Get it? The Bird Show.